This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps. Fisk University faculty member and contralto Dr. Gwendolyn Brown is here with pianist Anthony Williams. Gwendolyn, welcome to Studio C.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Tell us what you've brought today.
Well, I bought because it is Black History Month, and I bought some African-American art songs and a couple of spirituals that I love to do.
And this first set, you've brought two pieces by Florence Price. And
right.
I think so many of us have heard her name recently with her Fourth Symphony finally getting its due.
Yes.
But tell us about these two art songs.
These are real precious pieces. One is about the night. And the other is a song to the Dark Virgin. Her music tends to really weave into the fabric of the song itself. I think she was ahead of her time, actually, when you listen to her music based on when the writings were. So I just love these two beautiful pieces.
Ahead of her time, certainly, in her symphonies as well. This is Song to the Dark Virgin and Night by Florence Price.
A shattered jewel, that all my shining brilliance might fall at thy feet, thou dark one. Would that I were a garment, a shimmering silken garment, that all my faults might rule. Body, thou dark.
two songs by Florence Price. That was Song to the Dark Virgin and Night, performed by Gwendolyn Brown with Anthony Williams at the piano here live in Studio C on 91 Classical. Turning now to a living composer from Cleveland, tell us about Leslie Adams.
Leslie Adams, he's a cute guy for 90-something years old, one thing. I met him at the African American Arts Song Alliance Conference in 2017. He received his degree from Oberlin, and that's his Bachelor's of Music, that is, and he went to California State University for his master's degree and for his PhD at Ohio State University. And his compositions include Symphony No. 1 for orchestra, ballet entitled A Kiss in Xanadu, a piano concerto, and sonatas for horn, violin, and cello. He received the National Award for the Composer's Competition in 1975 for his Psalm 121. He is still composing as well.
And tell us about this set of songs. I see three distinct themes, and I think from three different sets.
Mm-hmm. The first one, For You There Is No Song. The one thing I love about his piece is he tends to pick poetry that means something to him. It seems like when he's writing, it's like he's picked a poem that something is going on in his life, and you can hear it in the music. For You There Is No Song is from the Malay songs, and it's about a person who he wishes would keep singing, the way I see it. Another one is a Langston Hughes poem, which is called A Call Prayer. I ask you this, which way to go? I ask you this, which sin to bear? Which crown to put on my hair? I do not know. Lord God, I do not know. And he keeps it very simple in the writing. The third one is Since You Went Away is about someone who meant something on this earth to the point where the earth revolves around that person, and now they're gone. And every time I sing this song, I think about my father. So,
three songs by Leslie Adams. This is For You There Is No Song, Prayer, and Since You Went Away.
Thank you.
this, which way to go? I ask you this, which sin to bear, which crown to put upon my head? I do not know. Stars don't shine so bright. Seems like to me the sun done lost its light. Seems like to me there's nothing going right. Since you went away, since you as blue, seems like to me that everything wants you, seems like to me.
So
seems to last as long. The bird that forgot his song.
Three songs by composer Leslie Adams. The last one was Since You Went Away, but before that was For You There Is No Song and Prayer, based on a poem by Langston Hughes, performed by Gwendolyn Brown, contralto, and pianist Anthony Williams here live in Studio C. Gwendolyn, you've brought two spirituals to wrap up the performance.
Yes, yes.
Well, I know the name William Dawson will be familiar to a lot of people who sing in church choirs.
Exactly. And this spiritual, Balm and Gilead, is also a choral arrangement as well. But I do love the solo arrangement, and I have sung this piece for every type of audience you can think of. I've sung it at country clubs. I've sung it 7 times in Utah when I was there performing with the Utah Festival Opera for the Mormons there. It's a piece that is really my comfort piece.
And the other one is by Jacqueline Hairston?
Yep. Jacqueline Hairston lives in California. She is a writer of, you name it. She's done church, gospel. She's done, I believe, an oratorial piece, a lot of spiritual arrangements. And if you've heard of the song, Everybody Say Amen, if you saw the television show Amen with Deacon Frawley, that's her uncle. But she is a wonderful, prolific composer, and I would love people to know more about her as well.
Fantastic. So this is Balm and Gilead and No Ways Tired, performed by Gwendolyn Brown.
Yeah. He brought me this far. I can't believe he brought me this far. I won't believe he brought me this far. To
two arrangements of spirituals. That was Balm and Gilead, arranged by William Dawson, and No Ways Tired by Jacqueline Hairston, performed by Gwendolyn Brown and Anthony Williams here on 91 Classical. This Friday and Saturday, Fisk is the host of the Southeastern Composers League Forum. Friday, there's a concert at Fisk Chapel, and Saturday morning, there's one at West End United Methodist, or midday Saturday, one at West End United Methodist, and another concert at Fisk later on Saturday. For more information and more specific times, you can visit fisk.edu. Gwendolyn Brown will also play Mariah in Porgy and Bess at Fort Worth Opera in April. Next week on the show, Belmont University graduate students will be in the studio with music by Alan Hovhaness. In the meantime, for another look at Nashville's classical music, check out our podcast, Keeping Score. We just released a new episode where organist Wilma Jensen gives a review of the 8 decades of her career as she approaches her 90th birthday. Listen for free anytime at 91classical.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program was Scott Smith. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.